what is happening is that basically finance is washing the cash flow, and if on the day when expenditure is occurring there isn't the cash in the bank, finance is basically rejecting that expenditure, and sometimes that's going to include government payroll or parts of the government payroll.
So just what impact is this cash flow crisis having at the grassroots level? What sort of human results are we seeing?
Well, obviously the biggest employer in the country is the state. It will really hurt people very badly. Obviously, if it's just a deferral of fortnightly salary and you get it at the end of the month, well, that's going to hurt. And people then go and borrow locally. They'll be borrowing on the local market. And the interest rates are usurious. So you may be paying a quarter or half of the actual loan, you know, a very substantial amount of the loan as interest on top of the actual principal returning. So that's an expensive option. But people will be desperate. And obviously, if there are many households in the same situation, it's that much harder. And that's both people in the urban areas and in the rural areas, but particularly in some of the rural urban areas like Port Moresby.
To what extent is this purely a result of the collapse in the tax revenue as a result of the drought and low commodity prices? And how much is mismanagement?
Was it poor management? Well, you could certainly argue that it would have been advisable to have pruned the budget early in the year, because that would have given more flexibility as the year went by to ensure that the priority expenditure was safeguarded to keep health, education, services going, not just of the government's own staff, but those that are provided by church health workers and others who are effectively funded by the government indirectly through the partnership mechanisms with the churches and so on, but who clearly provide a critically important service function, particularly in the rural areas of PNG.
This is having a really immediate effect on families and services now. Are there immediate measures the government should take to get things back on track?
Well, one of the things the government was wanting to do late last year, in fact immediately after the budget, was to have secured a sovereign bond of roughly a billion, and they were seeking that on the global financial markets, but it wasn't really very good timing immediately after PNG's slight down rating under Standard & Poor's. But also, of course, the global markets were taking a bit of a downturn at that stage, a bit of a hit, the Chinese stock market and so on, and other stock markets around the world. So they weren't eagerly embracing new financing arrangements, and certainly not to be financing effectively large budget deficits or unforeseen budget deficits in a developing country. But as the weeks and the months go by, we envisage that the market will be happier or more readily willing to consider such an option if they've seen that the government of Papua New Guinea has managed to manage its income and outflows well. And it will also perhaps depend somewhat on the way that the revenue flows occur. Now, clearly, down the track, some of the proceeds from the LNG will start appearing both in the foreign exchange reserves of PNG and in the revenue as well. But initially, a lot of that seems to be being used. It's being tied up in Singapore, and it's tied to servicing the debts that the state has taken on. So when it comes to sort of management or mismanagement, clearly the level of borrowing by the state of Papua New Guinea for oil search shares and the LNG investment overall, although some of that is managed through state-owned enterprises, nevertheless it's being held effectively mortgaged until and the funds are going direct to repay before they're paid into the government coffers. So eventually, when those debts are reduced and a trigger point has reached, then the government will be able to recruit some of that.
The PNG government is looking to refinance its stake in Oil Search within the next few weeks before the end of February. That's a $1 billion loan. Should that go ahead, or should the government decide not to do that?
Well, many people would argue that the state really should concentrate on its core functions of providing law and order, health, education, infrastructure maintenance, and so on, and that taking up substantial equity is a bit of a diversion, and especially at a time when you've had the costs of drought and obviously the low commodity prices. It's not only that company that states bought shares in, but there are other companies beyond just the entitlement which the state has when new mining and petroleum projects come up.